All right, Chairman Declan Carey joins us on the line. Declan, I suppose, can you outline to us how the club have arrived at the decision to mutually part ways with Neil Fenn?
Yeah, look, Rory, extremely difficult decision for us to take. Look, Neil and Joe Gamble as well, you know, they came in last year and we had a plan, and unfortunately the plan didn't come to fruition the way we wanted to for a number of reasons. You know, I won't go into details of all the different impacts that we've had to the club over the last while, but, you know, we're very grateful for the job that Neil and Joe have done. You know, they've done unbelievable work helping us restructure the club and get it into a stable position in the background, obviously, you know. And look, unfortunately, that work that went on in the background just hasn't translated out onto the, you know, results on the pitch. And we find ourselves at the bottom of the table now. And look, we've 5 games left and we have to, you know, try something to basically get us out of the position that we're in. And look, fingers crossed we can do that. And we're confident now that, you know, with the changes that we've made, that, you know, we will see a positive reaction from the players, the backroom staff, everyone. And look, it's absolutely nothing personal with Neil and Joe. I've absolutely great time for the two of them. They're, you know, two of the most honourable men I've worked with in football over the last few years. And I can't say enough great things about them and the work that they've done for this club. They've just put in endless hours and effort into the club as much as they possibly could. And look, for one reason or another, things just haven't worked out. And, you know, we wish them both the very best in the future. And I hope to catch up with them both very soon anyway as well.
It was tough circumstances, I suppose, for Neil Fenn coming in under, I suppose, a reduced budget from what was there in previous years. And then the impact that COVID-19 had in this season, the shortened season.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, look, I think that's all been well discussed and well publicised. You know, a number of players from the last few years had to be let go. That was just absolutely what we had to do. The club was on its knees over last winter from a financial aspect. Look, that's happened for a variety of reasons of, you know, things that have happened over the last few years as well. Our shareholders and members are well aware of what's happened there. And, you know, look, it's tough. And Neil came in, you know, he didn't complain. He didn't, you know, he didn't shy away from the challenge. And, you know, as I said earlier there, he made some huge contributions to the background of the club and how it now functions. And even with the impact of COVID-19, because of the way the club was set up structurally, you know, we were never at risk during that time, the same way some clubs might have been across the country. So we were confident we'd get through that rocky patch from a structural and financial perspective. And look, when we came out of COVID-19, then we found ourselves in a difficult position in the league. The season had been chopped in half. And, you know, unfortunately, we found ourselves in a battle to get out of a difficult position in the table. And here's where we are, you know, with this decision. Is this where, you know, a year ago, if you asked me, is this where we wanted to be? Obviously not. You know, is this where we expected to be? Obviously not. So that's why, you know, look, we have to make the decision to try and get out of this in whatever way we can. And look, Colin now is going to come in and take the reins for the rest of the season. And you know, that man is a born winner, and that's unfortunately what we need now in such a short space of time, is winning games. And he's a man that we would associate with that culture. And look, he's been working with the club and done fantastic work with the academy teams over the last few years. Some of those lads now are in the first team and playing well. So we think that they'll have an affiliation to him and a recognition of the reputation that he holds, and that will translate as well onto the pitch and hopefully get us some results.
There's a lot of pressure on Colin going into those 5 games at a relegation. Certainly a very real prospect now coming into the last 5 games.
Yeah, look, there's an old cliche in football, you're never too, your club is too big to go down and all that. I think Colin is well aware that that's just an old cliche, exactly what it is. And, you know, he's got huge experience in the game, and I'm sure he's been in more difficult situations himself as a player. And, you know, look, I fully believe that he's the man to get us out of this situation. And, look, all we can do now as a board, staff, you know, the club shareholders, supporters, you know, just get behind the lads now. And just look, it's a sprint now for 5 games. And, you know, we need to pick up a certain amount of points to get us out of a difficult situation. And, As difficult as it is, I fully understand fans, venting their frustration and being disappointed with the position that we're in. That's fully understandable, and everyone at the club has to take responsibility for the position that the club is in. And we just hope now, though, that everyone will grit their teeth and get behind Colin and the lads now for the last couple of games. And hopefully we will be in a much better place here come 1st of November.